proclamation number 2894 dated the September 24, 1943. Suitability for scrutinizing spiritual gifts. The result of inadequate research will always be negative when it concerns the scrutiny of spiritual products, since the will for rejection already predominates and this resolve is influenced by the opponent of truth. The will to advocate the truth once a person has realized it is absolutely essential for recognizing the truth. Yet, precisely this will is lacking in him and, consequently, his reasoning power will be clouded and he will either be not suitable to examine or his judgment will no longer be reliable. Every serious examiner must undertake this task impartially. He must sincerely look for the truth and be willing to accept the recognized truth without prejudice. Then he will only reject that which he cannot inwardly affirm, and he will be supported by beings which want to help him know the truth and will guide his thinking correctly. For this reason, only people who do not follow a specific school of thought are suitable to examine spiritual results. Otherwise their thinking is no longer unbiased, for the teachings intended to be scrutinized will clash with the doctrines of their school of thought and then it will require an exceptionally firm will in order to become completely free from the latter. And so the most convinced followers are often gained amongst people whose thoughts are not committed to teachings of a different school of thought, because they will scrutinize everything without resistance and subsequently also penetrate deeper into the spiritual information offered to them and consequently also recognize it as truth, because the truth speaks for itself as long as it is not interspersed by error which clouds a person's understanding. Then the bearers of the pure truth and the followers of other schools of thought will, understandably, oppose each other, because the latter are convinced of their points of view and therefore don't examine other spiritual gifts seriously enough but, on the other hand, always feel affronted as soon as they are confronted with views which were offered from the spiritual kingdom. There will only ever be individual people with the will and the ability to scrutinize spiritual gifts, and therefore only a few people will recognize the truth in them. Nevertheless, the attempt should be made everywhere to persuade people to examine the gifts from above, so that people will take notice of them and that it will awaken their desire for truth which can also train their ability to weigh up the different points of view against each other and then choose that which is right. Then it will still remain up to a person's free will to form his own opinion of the spiritual gifts, for he will not be forced by any means to accept or to reject them. Amen.